Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello,
and welcome to We're Filthy,
and we're nerds. Then there's no semblance of any type of organization with this goddamn intro. You guys, welcome to Two Filthy Nerds, live from the Marshall College Archaeology Department. Holy shit.
Live from the Marshall College School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Will I ever let Harry Potter go? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Also, rest in peace or rest in power.
You really going to start this and not know her name?
I don't know, Helen something. Helen
McCrory. Anyways, Narcissa Malfoy died. Very sad, very great actress. Did you know that she was originally supposed to play Bellatrix? And she got pregnant, so they fucking kicked her out and gave the part to Helena Bonham Carter.
Another woman losing a job.
Because of the
to
patriarchy.
To a better, less pregnant woman.
Happens all the time.
Okay, here we go, guys. We're going to jump in. As always, if you want to attend the recordings of our podcast, or if you want to attend movie watching nights with us, we have the best time. All you need to do is head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Pledge money, hard-earned money. You can start at $5. You can go all the way up to $100. Either way, you get to take part in the fun, and we have a blast. I'm telling you right now, you will have an incredibly good time. Why? Because Jessica, Michelle, and I are amazing, and also all of our existing patrons, fucking outstanding. Love these guys. We're like a little fucked up family.
It's so great.
We're all going to Disney World together.
No, we're not. We're going to Universal Studios. Don't give false promises.
Going to Universal Studios.
But if 800 more of you become patrons in the next 2 weeks, we will also go to Disney.
Exactly. Here's what's important is that you get to spend time with us.
Yes.
Either online or in person.
It's crazy.
Once the world really opens back up and Jess and I are back to grinding around this beautiful country of ours, we can get you into our fucking shows, maybe.
And if you're not, I mean, it's exciting. If any of you are in Desert Hot Springs, by the way, we're going to be there co-headlining May 11th. Come out. And also, you can see us from the comfort and safety of your own home. If you don't want to join the Patreon, you could also do both. But we will be doing a show on May 6th, basically via Zoom. We're putting out links. It's a bonfire is the name of the fucking
bonfire
service. Bonfire
of the vanities.
We're having a live bonfire on Zoom. I'm going to light myself ablaze, and that'll be the end
of
me.
And I'm going to cook marshmallows and make s'mores on the flames of her body. And let me tell you something. That girl has got a rump that's going to burn for a minute.
Literally 1 minute, and then it'll be out because there's
best,
not much to burn.
It'll be 1 minute, 30 seconds a cheek.
But anyways, speaking of bodies and fires and things heating up, when we left off, this is part two of Last Crusade. We left off with Indiana Jones and Brody figuring out Alexandretta is where they need to start their journey to the Holy Grail. But first,
Indiana goes back to his room.
Yes.
And he finds out his room has been ransacked.
Yes. Shit is thrown everywhere.
Oh, my God. He runs over to Elsa's room. Her room's been ransacked, too.
Also ransacked. And he's like, Elsa, really quick, if I could just for a second. Why? I mean, obviously, later on, we understand what happened here. But, like, why with every break-in with people looking for things, no criminal is a little bit less sloppy? Like, why do you have to knock down chairs? Look in the drawers. What are you doing?
What I think is funny is that things on the wall were hanging crooked.
Well, maybe they thought there would be secret little things behind it.
Like, these criminals, you know? They're coming up with ideas that are... These guys are working way harder than their pay grade, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's just absolutely sloppy. But anyway, he's like, Elsa. Oh, no. Elsa's gone. But then she's just in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, conveniently listening to her music so loud that she can't hear anything outside of her room. Take note of that. Put a pin in that. Anywho.
I wonder what they were looking for.
He reveals that he has his dad's diary. And she goes, you never told me about that.
Yeah, and she's like, well, don't you trust me?
And he's like, well, I didn't know you. And she's like, and you don't trust me. And then they fight. And then you want to know what happens after they fight?
They make out. They probably fuck.
Make out.
They don't show the fucking.
Archaeologists do. They're really horny.
But they're like, you didn't do that. I hate you.
Horny
I hate
for
you.
History. She's like, how dare you? And he's like, how dare you?
It's presumed they fucked.
And then they fuck hard.
Yes. Anyway, cut to
on
they're
the
pulling
floor
up to
of a ransacked room. Anywho, so oh, they get yeah, to the castle. Hurt. They yeah. come in on a stormy night. They pretend yes. to be Irish, Scottish.
It's Scottish. Something. He says Scottish because he's oh, like, yeah, Scottish what are we going to do when we go in there? We can't just go into a castle. And he just is like, I'll think of something and goes in with the worst Scottish accent I have ever heard in my life. He's like, I'm a Scottish lord. And it was worse than that, though. It was like. Yeah. I don't
so
know what
bad.
Accent he
and
was doing.
And then he's like, we're here to see the tapestries.
Because it's a he's like, it's a castle. You guys have to have tapestries.
And he's like, yeah, we have tapestries. But and if you're a Scottish lord, then I'm, what did he say?
I don't remember. Mickey Mouse?
Then I'm Mickey Mouse. And then he's fucking.
like
and
the
then
butler.
Indy just fucking lays him out.
Yeah, he just fucking knocks out the butler who, by the way, kind of a dick. It's like, okay, let's just consider for 1 second. What if Indiana Jones had been a Scottish lord? Obviously, this butler is pretty close to the family. We know that's not going to happen. Like, he knows what's up. But, like, kind of a dick to the guests. But he just fucking knocks him out.
Knocks him out.
So they head deeper into the castle and find out.
Deeper into the castle, they see a Nazi operating room. Of course, Indy talks about how much he hates Nazis.
I fucking hate these guys.
You know, he had that whole encounter with them a while ago with the whole Ark of the Covenant. And now, more Nazis. So they keep going deeper into the castle. He sees this room. This I love this part where he goes, my dad's in there. And she goes, how do you know? He's like, it's wired. And I was like, oh, he's a sleuth.
He's so smart.
Gets into the room next door. This is so fucking smart. Like, if you wanted to get into a room and the room next door to the room was open, would you at any point think I could just shimmy along the edge into that room that's locked?
I would now, and then I would probably, because I've seen this movie, and I'd probably end up in the room next door and be like, there's nothing to shimmy on. I've made a crucial error. I should not have come here. Why am I in a Nazi castle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Nazi just like a little.
So Indy busts into the room, and then his dad bashes him over the head with a vase from the Ming Dynasty.
Yeah, smashes him, because he thinks he's getting like punked. He doesn't know who's coming in the window.
He thinks it's a bad guy. And Indy's like, bad guys use the door.
Yeah, he's like, the place is filled with bad guys. They'll just come through the door.
Through the
I love it. His dad's like, Junior, this gag was so funny to me that he's like, oh my God, how terrible. I thought I broke, this vase is so nice. Like, and then he's like, oh, it's fake. And it's just this whole back and forth of Indiana Jones being like, I'm fine.
His dad cares.
Yeah, and his dad's just like concerned about the vase. He's like, oh, thank God, it's a fake vase. And
and then he throws the vase and Indiana's like, great.
Yeah, because obviously
draws
it's allowed.
Too much attention to the room. Next thing you know, the Nazis bust in.
Nazis everywhere.
Nazis bust in, and I can't remember. They get into a fight. Anyways, they get out of that room, but then they run into a German guy holding Elsa hostage with a gun to her head.
And then his dad is like, "Don't trust her." Like
and
he won't
like,
kill her.
Yeah, he's like, he's not going to kill her. She's one of them. And he's like, oh, no, Elsa. Because Indiana Jones is thinking with his snake trouser.
With his
dick.
There's no way that this hot chick I fucked could possibly be a Nazi. And Elsa's like, oh, no, Andy, please.
And then he puts his gun down. And then the Nazi guy pushes Elsa into his arms. And she goes, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, it's okay. And then she slithers her hand down his body into his pochette and she takes out the
Grail
diary.
And she's like, whoops. And it's like, fucking listen to your dad. Min, you will get, just fucking, you gotta stop putting the pussy on a pedestal. Anyway, they lead Indiana and his dad into a large dining room. Mm-hmm. Dining hall, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, can't believe I fell for it. You ransacked your own room, bitch.
He's like, oh my fucking God. And then Indiana's like, asks his dad, how did you know she was a Nazi? And Henry's like, she talks in her sleep. Which I was like, wait, he was sleeping right next to her. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's like both of them fucked her. They're Eskimo. They're
Eskimo
buddies. Tunnel buddies.
I mean, yeah, I call it a. Yeah, no, you're right. Tunnel buddies is the right
thing. Tunnel buddies. Eskimo sisters. You and I are Eskimo sisters. I think only with one person, correct?
I think so.
It's only that one person.
Yeah, I hope so too. Is it Eskimo? But you could call it Eskimo brothers. I thought that was a thing.
Yeah,
I thought
there's a. Well, we're.
I call it tether sisters because we've been
Eskimo
on the same pole.
Eskimo brothers were tunnel buddies.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. They
Jess
fucked
and
the same
I
lady.
Fucked the same person. In any case, I got her leftovers, by the way. So Indiana got his daddy's leftovers, whatever. And then there's this man. They hear a voice. I thought I told you not to trust anybody.
It's Donovan from the beginning, who he met with, who sent him on this trip. What the fuck? Everybody's a secret Nazi? Like, what? What the fuck? And Donovan just starts going through the ground diary. And he's like, there's pages missing. Mm-hmm. And Elsa looks at it. And she's like, the map of the unknown city. To the grail is missing. Like the thing that like they want the map for.
And then they realize Brody has it and they're like, well, we gotta go get Brody.
Yeah, I love
this thing. He's like, you'll never find Brody. That guy blends in and fucking
everywhere
he goes. Knows every language and
he knows every custom. He's got a 2-day head start. You'll never find him. He's gonna blend it. And then it cuts to Brody in this city being like, does anybody speak English? Could anyone please? Was it
please help me?
Yeah,
like a little ancient Greek.
And he's literally like 3 feet taller than everyone. He's this white guy. He sticks out like a sore thumb. And it's just, boy, what a gag.
And he runs into Salah.
Thank
Our
God.
Our boy is back.
Yes, he is back. And they start talking, catching up on the plan. Brody's about to pull out the map and then fucking all of a sudden someone comes up and they're like, oh, I'm with the Iskenderun Museum.
And they sent a car for him. And Brody's like, oh, that sounds lovely. And then Salah goes, there's no museum here.
He's like, Brody, there is no museum here. Like, these guys are fucking shady. And Brody is still like, what? And Salah tries to create this distraction because they're like, let me see your papers, which I don't even understand, like, because are these guys Nazis? Are they asking him for papers? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that I still don't fully understand that.
And why are they in so many countries?
And then he had that great joke where he's like, and then Salah pulls out a newspaper.
He's like, yes.
Paper right here. I love the paper.
And then he's like, run. He just keeps trying to tell Brody to run. He's like, we should run. And he's like trying to like slide it to him. And Brody is maybe the dumbest person of all time.
Ever. But Salah sent him running. He's like, go up there. Get in there. And then it turns out it's a truck.
Truck. It looks like it's just like a building. He's like, go hide in there. And then the truck drives away with him in it.
Like, uh-oh.
I love Salah just being like, whoops.
We cut back to the castle. They have Indiana and his dad tied up back to back in chairs.
Being watched over by Donovan and Elsa.
Uh-huh. And Vogel.
The other.
Tells Elsa she's got to go back to Berlin ASAP.
And then
he said, take the Grail diary to the Nazi museum in Berlin.
Yeah, Donovan tells her to take it. And he's like, it doesn't matter. We don't have the map, so it doesn't. I don't need this. And then Vogel is just like, who's just the other Nazi guys? Like, can I just kill them now? And Donovan's like, no, you can't. We need them to get the missing pages back from Brody.
And Elsa,
on her way out, well, she's about to leave, and she's like, don't. Fucking, she basically is like, don't hate me to Indy. Like, you would have done anything to get to the Grail too. So we're the same. And Indiana's like, no, like, I would not have been a secret Nazi. Like, I wouldn't have done that.
And she's like,
this is
so
funny.
That fucking sex with you was everything. She whispers that.
She like leans in and whispers it into his ear. And his dad is like
right
back to back with him. And he's like, oh, well, thank you. You were pretty good as well. It's
easily one of my favorite scenes.
So funny. And then Elsa
kisses Indiana.
And she's like, that's how we say goodbye.
Bites his lower lip. That's how we say goodbye
in Austria.
In Austria.
And then Vogel's like, we say goodbye pretty differently in Germany, and just fucking punches him in the face.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
So they're basically sitting there struggling to get out.
Indiana's like, there's a lighter in my pocket. Burn the ropes.
Yeah. He's like, just pull it out of my pocket. And his dad like pulls the lighter out and tries to light it, but then like accidentally drops it. And Indiana Jones is just facing the other direction. His dad is like watching the fucking rug catch on fire.
Uh-huh. Everything's going up in flames.
And he's like, minor setback. And so they're fucking scrambling.
Now the clock starts ticking even more, because downstairs Donovan finds out that Brody's been captured successfully. They have what they need, so he lets the other guys know, oh, you can go inside and kill the Dr. Joneses.
Both Dr. Joneses. We don't need them. Vogel
is fucking pumped because he is a blood hungry Nazi.
Yeah, he's like horny for killing people.
It's killing.
Yes, that's like all they do. It's kind of like lame.
Kind of weird. They're just like killing machines.
Get a hobby. Like, what are
you doing? It's like Jews, archaeologists, historians. You just want to kill everyone. Anywho, so it's like a huge goddamn bonfire in this room. And they get over into this, Indiana's like, get into the fireplace.
So ironic that he's like, the only place we can like hide from the fire is in this fireplace. So they scoot in their chairs.
Hits this lever. And then all of a sudden the wall turns and the whole fireplace turns. And now they're in this secret lair. It's a Nazi lair.
It's another like Nazi war room. But nobody notices. They're all happen to be facing the other direction and they've got like headphones. They're doing like, you know, probably like calling out to fucking people in a war field or like whatever. But it's so funny because it just like turns again and then he hits the lever again and they're back. They're back there.
They finally get untied. And they get through. And a whole fight, like, it's a whole back and forth. You know, it feels very vaudeville? Is that what I'm trying
to say? Yeah, vaudevillian, because it's very just like, if you put the right music over it, it could be very, like, yeah, very slapstick.
Anyway, so they get into that war room. And they're trying to get out of there. He's like, there's got to be a secret,
well, yeah,
a secret sitch somewhere.
And outside is completely ablaze. And by the way, the fire's not getting in at all. It's like, that's German engineering. Protect the war room.
They're fine. And then his dad is like, you know what I like to do when I feel stuck? Sometimes I just like to sit down and let the answers come to me. And he sits down and that triggers the secret stairwell.
He sits in a chair and it like, yeah, it makes a whole stairwell come back up.
And then Indiana falls down the stair.
And then his dad goes after him. They end up on a boat dock. But what Indiana Jones does is he starts up a motorboat and sends it away from the dock. And Henry's like, why are we not in the fucking boat? Then we see the Nazis
Indiana's
come
like,
down.
Come on, get in this motorcycle with a sidecar. I have got to say, I have never wanted to ride in an automobile more than I have ever wanted to ride in a sidecar of a motorcycle.
Really? I think it looks like
so much fun.
It looks fun, but I also like do not trust the engineering. Like, I cannot look at a sidecar without picturing the sidecar snap off. Like,
well, you now know it's really sturdy because there was a hot pursuit.
Well, yeah, and, no, I thought that that was going to be a thing. And I'm like, okay, the sidecar didn't snap up, which it was really funny because all the Germans came down, by the way, and got in the boat thinking that like they were in a boat and chased it. And then they just room off and it's fucking crazy pursuit. Absolute crazy pursuit. Nazis are coming down the like fucking in on motorcycles, on trucks.
Did you notice that every time Indiana did something, he would like look at his dad for approval? Did you notice that?
I did kind of notice that he was like, I mean, he's very clearly like
everything,
wants his
but
dad.
There were so many scenes that this happens in where he like does things and he's constantly like to his dad, he's like,
Men and their dads.
Like, I mean, but that's me and my mom. I think, you know, I identify so deeply with Indiana Jones.
Really?
Get it.
Why?
Just a pussy hound who's just wants his daddy to love him.
And you're
I'm
a dick hound.
You know, I'm a cock
hound
who just wants her mommy to love her.
Well, I hope you find the love you're looking for. On that note, we're going to take a break. We're back. All right, we're back. They have survived this motorcycle chase with a bunch of Nazis, like, you know, going up in flames and fucking flying everywhere. Then they get to a crossroads with a sign that's like Berlin this way and fucking
and Venice that way.
Venice that way. I love
that. Indiana's like, oh, we got to go to Venice. And then Henry's like, no, we have to go to Berlin. That's where my diary is. And Indiana's like, there's nothing in the diary. Brody has the pages. And he's like, there's more in the diary, you dumbass.
Yeah, like fucking, there's clues and there's shit in the...
Basically, it explains how to get through the obstacles. Because once you get to the Grail, you have to go through these obstacles.
Yeah, and like the only, and like he's like, well, you already know them, so you can just, you, and he's like, I wrote them in the diary so I wouldn't have to remember them. And as he goes, I love that he goes, Jesus Christ, and his dad smacks him.
Oh, I love like, that. Out of everything that happened, he watched his son murder men. And he's like,
he took the Lord's
Jesus
name in
Christ,
vain.
Jesus Christ, the Lord names in blasphemy. That's for the blasphemy, Indy.
I mean, they really had to set up like how much this Holy Grail means to this man.
By the way, we have not illustrated that the dad only calls his son Junior.
Oh, yeah.
And Indiana
Jones
is constantly like, my name is Indy. Stop calling me fucking Junior.
Yeah, it's like
this running bit that keeps going on.
They also have this like very like telling moment about their past where Indiana's like, you're so obsessed with the Holy Grail. Like, I never understood it. Neither did mom. Like, you cared about it more than anything. And we realize what's revealed is that his dad was like a workaholic, basically, it seems. Yeah. Like, that like, yeah. He
basically. Everybody needed Al-Anon.
Yeah. And his mom died, which I didn't know. And his dad's like, look, dude, I fucking did my best. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, whatever. Yeah. But.
And basically his dad is like, listen, this isn't about archaeology. It's about the battle of good versus evil. And if the Nazis get the Grail, we're fucked in the butt real hard.
Yeah, like the whole planet is fucked. So then it cuts back to the signpost. It's like, oh, Berlin, we're fucking going. So listen, there's a crazy Nazi rally going on in Berlin. Ironically, they're going there to get a book and it's a bunch of Nazis just like,
it's a book
burn the books. Don't read. Don't educate yourself. So the problem with books is that they could teach you things and we don't want people to learn.
And we don't want that.
The Nazi party only thrives if none of us know anything.
And Elsa,
do
the
you
Nazi,
build a
is
snowman?
Crying because Elsa loves books. She loves education because she's a historian and an archaeologist. So Elsa leaves from watching these books burn, and then Indiana sneaks up on her. And he grabs her by the neck, and he's like, all I need to do is squeeze. And she's like, all I need to do is scream.
And they look at each other in silence. It's like, okay, at this point, like, no part of me is like, Alice is like kind of a bad girl. Like from the time that she was like, she's a Nazi. You're disgusting to me.
Yeah, you're
like,
disgusting.
She might as
what
well have like a hunchback and be like covered in boils. Like,
she's men will still fuck them, as your joke goes.
He would fuck
you don't
the
even
boils.
Have to have eyes. They'll fuck your eye sockets.
Just like,
so
to get my dick wet. So anyways,
he gets the diary back from Elsa and then goes back to his dad.
Oh, but what's really funny is that he gets swept up in this like parade of people, and Hitler's coming down the street. Like, he had somehow managed to like, he obviously like, of course, classic adventure movie like this. He had taken out a Nazi and put on like a Nazi uniform. There's all these kids and like Germans like throwing up pieces of paper at Hitler, who's walking down the street getting autographs. And he, in the tussle, ends up right in front of Hitler, handing him the diary. Mm-hmm. And Hitler
grabs the diary and signs it because he thinks he's a soldier waiting for an autograph.
Yeah, like there's this moment where I'm like, oh, he's going to think that this is the soldier delivering this very crucial diary. And he just goes, ooh, like, quintessential narcissist.
Yeah.
Wow. What, very funny moment.
Very funny moment. So great. By the way, I love the historical. One of the things I love about this is the historical fiction aspect of it. I love that is what happened. There were, you know, Nazi rallies like that
book
in Berlin
burning
where they
parties.
Did massive book burnings. Yeah. I love that.
What a bunch of fucking losers.
Oh, the biggest.
They're like, here's the thing. If like to get, let me just be clear about this. If to get your point across and have things the way you think are the right way to have things, you have to silence people and remove their ability to read things, maybe something about what you're doing is fucked up.
Do like, you think in the Nazi education system, like in the chemistry class, do you think they ever used examples like which temperature, which requires a higher temperature of burning, books or Jews?
They're like, okay, so the Torah, you only need this amount of heat.
You only
but
need
for the actual Jews, because we don't want to have the bones. It's a whole mess. We have to burn all the way through them. So... ugh, probably. That's it's, horrifying.
It is ridiculous how good your German accent is.
Well, I'm unfortunately...
anywho, this is one of my favorite parts because, again, historical accuracy. We get to see a Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. All I know of any of these is the Hindenburg.
Yeah, the Hindenburg explosion. was the big explosion.
So they end up at an airport and they're...
Zeppelins were a very common form of transportation in Germany, I guess.
Yes, and there are people handing out flyers. There's someone handing out flyers with both of the Dr. Jones's faces on them. Like, basically, have you seen these guys?
By the way, I highly doubt their presses could get that many flyers out that quickly. By the way, and where do they just get the pictures of them?
Yeah, that's the weird part. Is
they
that
can't Google it.
Yeah,
you can't like, be like, here are their pictures. They didn't like steal their passport photos.
Although there's they no have been Xerox stalking them for a long machines. Time. So that's something. Obviously, yeah. To like track down this thing. But yeah, you're right. Like, how did they have those printed and ready to go? But
so they got him out. They're passing him out. Indiana and his dad sneak onto the plane.
They're in first class. They're like sitting in first class in a little like, it reminds me of a cruise ship, to be honest, the dining area they're in.
Yeah, it really does. And all the people there were the age of people who are on cruise ships. The average age in the crowd was dead.
His dad is like, Indiana's like, we got away from them. We did it. And his dad's like, I'll celebrate when we're actually in the air and like not in Germany.
And then as soon as he says that, Vogel boards the plane.
Yeah. And his dad, by the way, just reading a newspaper. Indiana Jones.
Vogel doesn't do it. Yeah. And by the way, did you notice that the newspaper is upside down?
I did not notice that, but that's
the newspaper is upside down.
So funny. Indiana Jones gets up and like, he, you know, thinking on his feet, fucking. Uh-huh.
Goes somewhere. Out a Nazi, puts on his uniform, and then starts going around asking people for their papers.
Yeah, he's like dressed like a waiter being like, ticket, ticket.
And Vogel immediately eyes a guy reading a newspaper upside down and walks over to him and takes his little Nazi stick and pushes the paper down and he goes, oh, and hello, Dr. Jones. Air Jones. Is that what he says?
Air Jones. Yeah, because that means like Mr. Jones. And then Indiana Jones taps him on the shoulder and is like, ticket, please. And he punches Vogel and Vogel goes out the window of the Zeppelin. Mm-hmm.
And then turns to an entire room full of Germans.
And he goes, he didn't have his ticket. And then they all pull out their tickets.
In English, to a room full of Germans.
Yeah, no ticket. And they're like,
no ticket. And then they immediately all whip out their tickets. Love that part.
But then it's like, Zeppelin takes off. Vogel, it's a very classic. Vogel literally shakes his fist at the sky, which is so funny.
Oh, so funny. And then cut back to the plane and they're both talking about how they fucking both fucked Elsa.
And then they have a laugh about it.
And he's like, God, like, we haven't talked like this ever. The last time we talked like this, I was having a milkshake or something like that.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's like the last time they grabbed a drink together that he was having a milkshake. Like they literally have not had like a grown up drink together. And Henry's like barely even with Henry is Dr. Jones, of course, just thumbing through the Grail diary. And Indiana Jones is like going on and on, having this like heart to heart about
basically talking about what a shitty dad.
Yeah. And they get in like an argument about like what is good parenting. And his dad's like, hey, I taught you self-reliance, which is such a great coping mechanism for neglectful parents that it's like, I made you independent. It's like,
by the way, when I heard him say that, I was like, oh, literally, Jess.
Yeah, that's literally like...
that's something your mom would say to justify what she did.
Yeah, that she... like, oh, she did say that. You never needed me. Like, and it's like, you weren't there. Like, I couldn't need you. But like, so, red flag. Fuck you, old Dr. Jones. But anyways...
And then Henry explains to him the three obstacles that he's going to encounter when he gets to the Holy Grail.
Yeah. He's like, so this is what we're up against. There's the breath of God.
The breath of God, the word of God, and then the path of God. But doesn't know what any of them really means. Then they realize the shadows in the plane are changing and the plane is turning around and going back to Germany. And at that point, this is is the jet or the plane attached to the bottom of a Zeppelin? Is that a common thing?
I'm glad you said that because this.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Happened so fast. I like looked at the chat or something briefly.
Yeah.
We're watching the movie and all of a sudden they were in a plane. And I was like, so, what in the fuck happened? But I'm like, is that the lifeboat of like
it's the lifeboat of a Zeppelin.
So it's like if a Zeppelin catches fire, the pilot gets in a plane and flies away. Is that
that's it. One person gets away, and it's a fighter plane too, because there's a machine gun on the end, which is hilarious because it happens that, you know, Henry, his dad goes, I didn't know you knew how to fly. He's like, yeah, I can fly. And then he like detaches the plane from the Zeppelin. He goes, I just don't know how to land.
Which is so funny. So they're flying and Henry's in the back seat. They're getting shot at. Henry is where the machine gun is. And then he.
Machine guns to shoot the bad guys and then accidentally shoots off the entire tail of the plane and then goes.
And then he's like, they got us, son.
They got us, son.
I'm so sorry. They got us. Like he does not admit to it at all. Cause like, that's just so funny that like in your last moments of life, you just lie that you're like, they got us.
What a piece of shit. It's like, listen, he wasn't a good father. Just, he's not even a good guy.
Yeah, no, he's not even a good. Yeah. Person who's not your father. And then they managed to have a pretty decent landing, honestly. I thought I was kind of impressed. They landed
the plane in a farmer's house, basically, then steals the farmer's car, and then the planes that are in the air are still pursuing them,
like pursuing them in the car, shooting at them. Just they drive,
and then the car falls into a hole. They end up on a beach, and one of the best scenes for me in this movie takes place.
Wait, you went really fast and we skipped over what I thought was a really good scene because I like the slapstick scenes. So I just want to go back. They at some point are being chased by this plane and they go in a tunnel.
Oh, yeah, the tunnel. And then
the fucking plane comes in the tunnel, wings go off, then explodes. They come out and Indiana Jones is like,
the tunnel.
His dad's like, that was close. He's like, it doesn't get any closer than that. And then fucking bomb drops right in front of them.
That was really funny. But I also love that the plane that was pursuing them was in hot flames. It was just the body of the plane with no wings. It eventually passes them as they're going through the tunnel.
It was like insane. Anyways, to the umbrella. Sorry.
So they get to the beach. This is another fun bit.
Where did he have that umbrella?
Dad has had this umbrella the whole goddamn time. And all of a sudden, Indiana looks at his gun. There's no bullets in it. And then all of a sudden his dad's like, hold this, and like hands him the suitcase and then starts running towards a bunch of seagulls.
Yeah, like a whole ton of seagulls just harassing them
with the umbrella, like opening and closing it. And he's like, whoa, whoa.
And they all take flight at the same time and obstruct the plane's view.
And then kill the guy in the plane. There's nothing that'll bring down a plane faster than birds. Every time.
It's a great.
And then the dad just strolls away whistling, impressed with himself.
Like he's so fucking proud of it. Like he's just like, yeah, I'm pretty much nailed it. Like
Indiana, all in all, is actually pretty impressed with his dad too. So.
It's a fun, like, there's a lot of moments where it's like, all right, dad. And you're like, we get it. He and his dad love each other. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, we cut to the Republic of Hatai, which is somewhere en route close to, I think, where Alexandressa is. The Republic of Hatai, we learn, because Donovan's walking through, talking to someone who he refers to as Your Highness. So he's like the leader of this country, this area, basically saying, hey, there's this thing we need to excavate, but it's on your land. We would never dream of
doing it without your permission.
Doing it without your permission. But, you know, if you would be up for
we're
it.
We're prepared to reward you.
And then he shows him a trunk of donated goods. And it's like, though that is Jewish gold. That is
Jewish
Nazi gold Jewish that you gold. Took from Jewish. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
It's like, oh, no, you killed the people that belong to it, and you're using it as fucking collateral or like as payment. I don't know, but I love that this Highness guy, this leader of the Republic of Hatai, sees his Rolls Royce
and he's like, I'll take that.
And Donovan's just like, yep, absolutely,
here you go, here are the keys, bye.
And then he's like, I'll have everything set up for you. Yep. So They exit the shot, and then we see Kazim, who, if you guys remember, from last episode,
who almost, you know, was willing to die for the protecting the Holy Grail.
We didn't really say that. We didn't. That was in last episode, and we didn't emphasize that when they were about to get chopped up in their boat in this chase scene.
Oh yeah, he goes, he was like, "My soul's prepared. Is yours?"
Yeah, because fucking Indiana Jones was just like, "I'll kill you right now," and he's like, "I'm not afraid of death," and that is sort of where I think they ended up having their tiny bit of understanding, which led to him, you know, giving some information. But he's okay. So Kazim, now we know, is somehow there watching, seeing what's up. Elsa shows up and is like, we got to fucking keep, we got to move quick. The Jones have escaped.
The Jones have escaped. They went to Berlin to get the diary. So there's something important about that diary. Why would they go all the way to back to Berlin for that diary if it wasn't important?
Yeah. Like there must be more in there. Obviously.
Yeah. So they're going through this desert area, like a canyon or just some rocky terrain thing.
Yeah, and it's Indiana Donovan Jones and with Elsa Salah and, as well.
And Salah and Brody is being held in a tank.
Yeah, they like come across. It's so weird. They're like driving through wherever this fucking desert is, and they come across a tank and find out Brody's like in there. Sorry, I'm reading this and it feels out of order from what I remember. And
it feels out of order from what I remember too, which is weird. Anywho, they basically attack the caravan.
Yeah, there's like a caravan that's got like this tank and a bunch of cars. They decide to pursue it, but also it gets attacked by the Fez people are there.
The Fez people.
The Fez people come in from like the Kazim, sides of the mountain to attack.
Kazim and his guys.
But almost immediately obliterated, by the way. Just like fucking blown to shreds. And they all die. Kazim and Elsa's kind of like,
Kazim says, by the way, like,
oh, because someone's like, who the hell are these people? And Kazim goes, I'm a messenger of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Elsa's like, oh, man, this guy, I already met him once and he was willing to die then. And Elsa's like, oh, holy shit. Donovan's like, all right, fucking bye.
He's like,
dude,
whatever. What a loser. And he gives him a warning, like right before he fucking dies. He's like, for the unrighteous, the grail holds everlasting damnation. He's trying to be like, don't fuck with the grail. And then
he just
dies.
Fuck with God because you gonna get fucked.
So this is when Indiana Jones and fucking team,
the chase goes.
It gets heated. So they start trying to find ways like to board the tank. What's his name? Older Dr. Jones
gets onto the tank.
Yeah, and he climbs in
into and he finds Brody.
Brody's like, what are you doing? He's like, it's a like, rescue, old boy. And then immediately
it does
fucking
this like dance thing where he's like, salutations, do 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 do. And that to me was like so just senile.
Yeah, they were just like just doing some old man like secret handshake celebration. Oh shit, I hit my thing. Sorry. And then of course a Nazi comes in and it's like, oh fuck, we shouldn't have done the dance. We're fucked.
Yeah, we should have just gotten in and gotten out.
And, you know, they're fucked. And then Donovan pokes his head in the tank and is like, Jones is getting away. And Vogel's like, he's right here. And Donovan's like, the other Jones, Indiana Jones. Because Indiana Jones is now on a horse. Mm-hmm. Fucking.
Basically, a whole, it's a chase. It's a fight. There's tanks. There's
Indiana Jones meets with Salah. They're like he steals horses. The fucking him.
It's fucking mayhem.
Yes. This is like
Jones
heavy
jumps into the tank
scene.
And is having another fight with another Nazi on the tank with the belts of the tank acting like the conveyor belt from the Temple of Doom.
Yeah. That like people are just getting. It's so funny because it seems so fast and tense, and then you're like, oh, this is actually like, this is a tank. It's not going that fast. But like, yeah, it's the same thing of like being put down and are they going to get like, you know, someone gets shoved forward and run over by the tank. And like, it's this whole all out brawl.
Uh-huh. There's a fight inside. Indiana Jones's papa, Henry, ends up shooting a guy in the face with an ink pen and then
blinding him.
Blinding him. And then what's his face?
Brody.
Brody is like, he's like, Henry, the pen is mightier than the sword.
And they laugh. And it's like, you guys are about to die. Would you fucking stop? Indiana Jones is out on the roof fighting Vogel, tussling. And then a truck full of Nazis pulls up. And then they use the
cannon on the side of the thing to.
Yeah, older Dr. Jones, Henry, he's down in the tank and he just fucking blows up the truck. But it almost knocks Indiana Jones off the tank.
Uh-huh.
It's like real neck and neck.
Indiana Jones does get knocked off the tank.
Yeah. Wait,
Brody falls on the tank. Sala's there to rescue him.
Oh, that's right.
And then they get his dad out of the tank.
They pull dad and Brody out of the tank, I thought.
And they pull dad and Brody out of the tank. So now it's just Indiana Jones fighting with the guy on the tank, fighting with Vogel on the tank.
It's real close. And this tank is headed
cliff's edge.
Yeah. And like, I feel like Indiana Jones is not even aware what's happening because he's so in the fight. And then all of a sudden he sees behind him like, oh, motherfuck, like this is about to go over a cliff. The edge.
So Indiana Jones jumps. We don't know where he lands.
We see the tank go over the cliff. You can see in the clip. I swear to God, I think you can see Indiana Jones' hat fly up in the air.
Yeah, his hat flies off. And then Vogel dies. And then Indiana.
No! We're taking a break for suspense. He goes over the cliff. And we don't know what happens. We'll be right back.
And we are back. We had a cliffhanger, literally and figuratively, because Indiana Jones survived the fucking tank going over the edge.
Yeah, everyone was crying. His dad's like, I just never got the chance to talk to him. And then he shows up like next to him looking like half drunk, like,
and he's like, oh, I made it. And then his dad is like, oh, I love you so much. And then Indiana Jones collapses and the dad's like, all right, we got to get going. And then Indiana Jones is sitting there like on the ground out of breath. And the dad's like, Indiana, what are you doing? We got to get going. And it's like, Jesus, Lord, man.
It really does remind. It's like you. It's your relationship with your mom. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Absolutely.
I love you. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
So eventually we catch back up with Donovan and Elsa.
And they're
making their way to the Canyon of the Crescent Moon, which is where we know the Grail is.
Yeah, because that's what we saw in the map that was in the diary. So they've made their way there. Indiana,
Henry, Brody, and Salah are on horseback.
Just
and they're pursuing them.
And they roll up in front of this really ornate building in the middle of a rocky canyon. It's very
which
funny. It looks like
out is Petra Jordan.
It is?
That's Petra Jordan. Yeah, that's one of my favorite places in the world that I've never been.
I didn't know that we even found that out.
Know that from archaeology.
Oh, is it supposed to be Petra Jordan?
Uh-huh. It's not supposed to be Petra Jordan, but it is Petra.
Okay, so I guess it's Petra Jordan. That's really cool. I thought it was one of those Utah places where a bunch of Mormons live in a mountain. I was shot this at a Utah convent. Anyway, they go in through there. Everyone's already there. Of course, you know,
Are all inside. And they're Nazis. Sending people.
One at a time. They're making people like go through toward the Grail because fucking people keep dying. A guy enters the tunnel and then it's like filled
a
with cobwebs.
Goes off and
we just see his head roll back.
And we just see there's a whole just pile of dead people who have been trying to go in.
And Donovan's like, who's next? Brody's horrified. Then we see a gun like shoved in, like just fucking. Of course, Nazis
captured.
Are like, fuck you. Yeah. They're all brought before Donovan. Elsa has this sort of like happy to see Indiana Jones face, which is like, fuck you, dude. Like, fuck you.
Pick a side. Now, Donovan is like, oh, perfect.
We'll just make him fucking do it. Just gunpoint immediately. Like, you get the fucking grail.
Points it at Dr. Jones. He points it at Indiana. He's like, you can't shoot me. He's like, yeah, you're right. And then shoots Henry.
Yeah, his dad. He just fucking.
In the gut. By the way, gunshot wound to the stomach.
You're not surviving.
Yeah, you got 30 minutes tops.
Absolute maximum. And then Donovan's like, the only thing that could save him is maybe the healing power of the Holy Grail. And it's like, oh, fuck you.
So Indiana, by the way, doesn't even flinch, just stands up and starts walking towards it.
Yep, that he's like, all right.
Whips out the diary and starts reading it. And in the diary, it says, the penitent man will pass. Only the penitent man will pass.
And he's as he's repeating it, they keep cutting back to Henry, like, lying there dying, and he's saying it now.
Only
like,
the penitent. Because he knows.
It's also like, wait a second. Did you remember the diary? We went through all of that.
Oh, no, his dad had studied it on the plane. He had studied it again.
I was like, wait a second. That makes more sense, because I didn't pick up on that. And I was like, wait, you just had it memorized anyway, bitch?
So Indiana, the penitent man, is a humble man.
Realizes
a humble
that.
Man will kneel before God, and he remembers this passage, and then he kneels, and the blade swishes across his head, and
the blade that had been like cutting everyone's head off,
which I didn't, how would he know to roll as well, whatever, he makes it through the blade challenge, and then he like ties a rope to the thing and freezes the blades, so that means someone behind him could come in.
So he basically, it's a booby trap, which is funny that it's like, oh, God set up a booby trap with a riddle.
Yeah. Like, well, the three brothers set up this booby trap.
Oh, that's right. Cause,
and by the way, where did three brothers think of this booby trap? But anyways,
like, so, yeah, what these fucking, what a waste of great engineering. Like, that just, you just made a booby trap around a cup and you never did anything more. The Germans would have loved you. Anyway.
So now, the next challenge is the Word of God.
It's called the Word of God. And he comes across a floor that's got different stones with different letters.
It has the Latin alphabet on it. And he has to spell out God, which
I have a
is
question.
Jehovah.
I have a question. Is the Latin alphabet actually different? Are there more letters?
I think there's like
fewer letters.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Okay. He goes through like, okay, the Word of God, he probably has to spell out God, and he goes through like, what means God? And you're right. You were saying probably Jehovah.
He's like, all right, Jehovah. And he starts spelling it with a J, but I guess in Latin, Jehovah starts with an I. And as Indiana starts to step on the J, it cuts back to his dad going, but in the Latin alphabet, Jehovah starts with an I.
And
then
he
immediately
says it,
Indy steps on it and falls through.
Yeah. And I like that his dad says it in a way that like, he is like, he's going to fuck this up. Like, he says it like he's going to fucking think it's Jehovah and go for the J.
You know what I think? I was saying this when we were recording. It would have been interesting if in the beginning of the movie, the dad, when Indiana came busting into his office, instead of his dad being like, count to 20, if he was like, say the alphabet, and he would have said the alphabet in Latin.
In Latin? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun, like, nugget.
Yeah, that would have been a great little nugget. But
alas.
Did not do that.
So he steps on Jago's, crashing the floor, but he manages to like
save himself.
And then he spells out Jehovah. He realizes blah, blah, blah. Oh, Latin. Amazing. Then he gets to the third challenge. And it's this fucking gaping
giant chasm.
Just like,
and it looks like there's no way across. He's like, I can't jump. It's fucking impossible.
There's like a drawing.
It's a leap of faith, a drawing that depicts a leap of faith.
Yeah. The drawing in the book actually has someone. It looks like they're, to me, I thought of like Jesus walking on water, but just like across this.
Yeah.
He's like, you just have to take a leap of faith. And he takes a giant step off of it
and ends up landing on a little walkway.
Yeah.
There's a walkway that's very hard to see.
It's just an optical illusion, though. It's like, right? Like, it's just a bridge.
Yeah, it's an optical illusion. There's an actual bridge there. And then Indiana gets to the other side, and he takes dirt and throws it across the
so that he can find it more easily.
So that he can find it on his way back.
Which is great.
So now he gets to what ends up being a fourth challenge. He didn't know there was going to be a fourth challenge, which really ended up not being much of a fourth challenge.
Yeah, there's this old knight sitting there, but it's like facing his back is facing him, the knight. He gets in there, and I was like, what is this knight thing? And then the knight pulls up his sword and then just falls
over. He's so old, and the sword is so heavy, it just pulls him over.
He's so old, and he introduces himself, and we find out he is the third of the three brothers. He was left there. They decided he was the most brave. And Indiana's like, yeah, but that would make you like 700 years old. And he's like, yeah, you can just stay here and guard the grail. $700.
Yeah, it's yours now.
700 years is like just too long. I'm done. Like, it's so easy, just like handing it over. He's like, I don't care. I want to die.
I'm over it. I've been here. By the way, the fact that he could even speak still and was speaking in English, because those guys were speaking in Latin, or Anywho.
It's like, how did he learn English? Like, a lot of time.
I love how he goes, oh, you're dressed kind of weird for a night. And he's like, huh? And then Donovan and Elsa come in.
And Donovan is like, oh my God, we're here, but like, which one is it? And the old knight says, he's like, well, you have to choose.
But choose wisely, because if you drink from not the Grail,
it will kill you. The Grail gives you eternal life. The not Grail for sure fucking just fucks you up and kills you. And Elsa's like, I can choose for him. Yeah. I'll choose. And she's, you know, she's the fucking brilliant archaeologist. And she walks around and looks and she grabs one. And Donovan's like, oh, yes, it's beautiful.
This is the most beautiful one. This had to have been it.
And then Donovan takes us. He takes it over to, there's like a fountain. It reminds me just like of an old, like, you probably don't know this, but in Catholic churches, you walk in and you dip in the holy water.
You dip the cross. The holy water.
That's what it reminded me of. And he fills up
this. It was like an urn of holy water. Yeah.
Yeah.
He fills up the cup, drinks from it, and then just slowly starts to, not slowly.
Quickly. He like turns into a skeleton in front of their eyes. Does. It's fucking horrifying.
And then
horrifying.
He turns to dust, but he grabs Elsa and Elsa's like, ah! And then
screaming.
Indy pulls her off of him.
And then the knight goes, he chose poorly. Which is just like so funny. So Indiana and Elsa go back to the Grails.
And Elsa's like, it has to be the cup of a carpenter. It has to be something simple.
Yeah.
A carpenter wouldn't have an ornate mug, wouldn't have an ornate cup.
So he takes the kind of like not fancy one.
He finds the simplest, most plain one. And he's like, yeah, this has to be it. Indy goes over to the water, scoops it up, drinks it. And the knight is like, you chose wisely.
What's interesting now thinking about this, because he had taken a sip, is like, does he have eternal life? And if so,
yes.
How? I mean, does eternal life mean you don't age? Because what are they doing with Harrison Ford in this new Indiana Jones movie that's coming out? I want to know. He's just lived for fucking ever.
They're going to CGI back onto a young face. Or maybe you just age really slowly. I don't fucking know.
Our producer is saying the eternal life ends once you exit the cave. Okay, so you can live forever as long as you're in the cave. But then, because we heard from the story with the brothers, so to catch everyone up, the other two left and died of extreme old age. I thought, huh, well, what do you know? Anyways, he takes this cup, runs it out.
Oh, but the knight goes, by the way, you can't take the cup it can't cross the seal.
Oh, that's how, yeah, that's, oh yeah, that's crucial part toward the end where something
very,
crazy
very
happens.
Big part. The knight's like, don't do that. And he's like, all right, cool. Totally. Don't cross the seal.
So he's like, awesome.
So he
I'm just going to get it to my dad.
Water outside to get to his dad. He has his dad drink from it. He pours it on the wound. Everything seals up. His dad's as good as new.
Yes. Huzzah.
And then Elsa goes and ruins it.
Yeah, because she fucking takes the cup past
she's
the
like,
seal.
Indy, let's go. The cup is ours. You know, because she can't pick a fucking side.
Because she's a fucking greedy cunt. And as soon as she steps across the seal, the second the whole place starts to shake and it's like, oh, we're about to die. The floor splits open. Elsa drops the ground. It lands onto like another rock and she's like holding on to a crack because it splits like right underneath her. And then she like falls
and
in and is holding
falls,
on.
And but it falls on a ledge and she's holding onto a ledge opposite that ledge.
And Indiana Jones grabs her to try to save her. Stupid.
And she releases one of her hands and starts reaching for the Grail.
She's like, I think I can get it. She's doing that like grabby, greedy hand shit. They're like,
and because this is 1938, she is wearing leather gloves in the desert.
I like for
let
what?
Me tell you something right now. My favorite accessory when I was doing my archaeological excavation in Israel in the 120 degree heat
was leather.
Absolutely leather gloves. Gotta keep those hands protected.
It's like a little
sweat. I don't
sweat.
Go anywhere without my isotoners.
It's a sweat lodge for your hands. It's like a little
It's like a
sauna.
little steam room.
So Indiana Jones is like, I need your other hand to save you. And she's like, I can just, Juan, I can grab the Grail. I
and
can
then
get
he
it.
He says the ultimate phrase. Jess?
No, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. What did
Elsa,
he say?
Elsa, let it go.
Oh!
How did you forget this already?
Yeah, he says, Elsa, let it go. And then I was like, that's where Frozen came from. Mm-hmm. Just this, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. And that's the sound of her descending into an endless pit because she's a fucking greedy bitch and she wouldn't let it go and she slips. And then he fucking slips.
And then he slips, and now he's trying to reach for the grail. And now this is the part of the movie that I have to do. I this is what I have to talk about.
Yes.
So his dad catches him.
Yeah.
And Indiana starts reaching for the grail, just like she did. And Indiana's dad keeps going, Junior, give me your other hand. I can't hold you. Junior, give me your other hand. I can't hold you. Junior, Junior. And then finally his dad goes, Indiana, give me your other hand.
And then that gets Indiana's attention because he's still also so greedily focused on, I mean, was he really trying to get out of there with that cup? Like, you don't learn shit.
I like that whole Indiana thing.
I mean, that was
part kills me. Beautiful. Anyway, so they get up. The building's still falling apart. They see the fucking brother standing in the doorway. They do like a kind of like, hey, buddy, sorry about this whole thing
good
falling
day.
To pieces. Now you're just going to be buried in here. Oh, hi, buddy.
They make their way outside.
So they head out. Yeah.
And but it also outside looks like fine. Like this whole world is falling apart in between this rock. And they're like, right?
Yeah.
And then old Dr. Jones, Henry, is like, by the way, Elsa didn't believe in the grail. Like she just thought it was like a cool, like greedy prize.
Yeah.
And
then Henry's like, Indiana's like, how was that, you know, whole quest for you?
What did you find on the quest?
What did you find? And he's like, Henry's like illumination.
Oh, so sweet. It opened his eyes. What's crazy that like that whole quest that he'd been searching after his whole life opened his eyes to the fact that he should have been looking at other shit.
He should have been a good dad. You know, if there's one lesson that's really hard to teach a man, it's to be a good dad.
And then Salah,
they're still fighting over the whole junior indie thing. He's like, stop calling me that. And then Salah's like, what's the fucking deal with this? And then we learn that Indiana's the name of the family dog.
Yeah. Indiana's real name is Henry Jones Jr. And Indiana's like, it was a really good dog. Like he took the dog's name that he was like, had to separate himself so much, which like, honestly, did they write this plot in just to call people who I imagine at the time, like me, were like, nobody is fucking named Indiana. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, now we'll just justify it. And they'll mm-hmm. buy into it now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're going to explain away everything. We're going to explain away the family dog was named Indiana. We're going to explain that he caught a choo-choo train that was a circus choo-choo train and there were snakes in it, which why he had snakes. And then he met this guy who wears a fedora, and that's why he likes a fedora.
And
then he landed in a lion pit that had a whip, and that's why he likes whips. And then when he used that whip for the first time, it cut his chin, and now he has a scar. You know, so many things.
This whole movie existed to just justify everything the other movies mm-hmm. had done. They're all laughing at Indiana Jones for naming himself after the dog. And I like that this one is so unimportant, but it just really reiterates what a fucking idiot the character Brody is. He's like, this way! And he fucking like...
And he horse takes off, he can't even ride
he's
it.
He's like falling off the side of the... He literally looks like a Muppet. He's like, ooh!
And then Indiana like has to ride up to him and like save him from falling off his horse. And then they all just ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, just... That's it. And that's the fucking... That is The Last Crusade, you guys. It was amazing. By the way, so far my favorite. If I had to rank, I'm going this, and then, what was the last one we just watched? Shit, what's two?
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. I can't keep up with the names. This one, Temple of Doom, and then Raiders of the Lost Ark. So yeah. I'm curious to see, will Crystal Skull tap them all? According to anyone who's ever seen Indiana Jones, absolutely not. But. By the way, fun fact from someone in our chat, and this is the kind of fun facts you can get, George Lucas actually had a dog named Indiana. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you guys, thanks for joining us. If you're listening to this right when it drops, you could still hurry over to patreon.com/twofilthynerds to be here in time for us watching The Crystal Skull. I am a little distracted because there is a very fat squirrel just perched on the top of the roof of the house next to my apartment, and I can see it out the window. I'm sorry. Listen, you can watch Nicole and I do long sets over Zoom from the comfort of your own home on May 6th. Go to our social media, find that. Join the Patreon. Follow us at Two Filthy Nerds. Let us know which movie out of these three is your favorite. What do you have any favorite nuggets from the movie? We have a Facebook group called The Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. Head over there to get in on the banter. Tag us in your nerd memes. Indiana Jones, Harry Potter.
Also,
maybe we'll share them.
Continue to tag us in Harry Potter stuff. Yeah, because the Harry Potter stuff... now that I can see the memes and it's not going to ruin anything, I fucking love them.
It's so great. We love you guys, and we will see you next time on Two Filthy Nerds.
On The Price is Right.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.